Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Take it that way?
How should I know? I can't put myself in her place.
The problem is, how do we break it to her?
Oh, what do you mean we? I didn't have anything to do with it.
Thanks a lot. You're a real friend.
I'll give you a piece of advice.
What?
Put your sneakers on before you tell her.
My sneakers?
Yeah. When she hears what you have to say, you may have to run for your life.
This yellow shelf paper is really going to look nice.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Alice.
Hi.
Hi.
Mom, you know what?
What?
Well?
Go on. Tell her.
Tell me what?
Well, 2 weeks from Friday night is our high school's annual family night frolics.
Yeah, I know. I heard about it at the PTA meeting.
And all the entertainment that night is by the students and their parents.
Yeah, cute idea, isn't it?
Well, it's for a great cause, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah, it's to raise money for special school equipment.
I know, we're going to buy tickets. Yeah, I'll take a stack down to Sam to sell at the butcher shop.
Go on.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic evening, and there's going to be a really super act. One of the mothers and a daughter are going to sing a duet.
Oh, sounds great. Anyone I know?
Yeah, you and me.
Easy.
Always love to sing.
Yes, I do love to sing, but not in front of a bunch of mothers.
Mom, you know most of them.
Yeah, that's the trouble. I'd rather sing at the zoo in the lion's cage.
Mom, please. I promised the entertainment committee that you'd do it with me.
Ah, you can keep half your promise. You can sing.
But it's family night. Dad, would you talk to her?
Honey, it's up to her. If your mother wants to chicken out, it's her chicken.
What do you mean, my chicken?
Well, honey, if the kids are willing to do their part, I think the least the parents can do is theirs.
I'm willing to do my part. I'll sweep the stage, I'll usher, I'll take tickets, anything where I can keep my mouth shut.
That's the trouble with all the parents. Hardly any of them will get up and perform. We aren't going to have enough for a show.
You sang in the church at Christmas.
Yes, but people didn't have to pay to get in.
Come to think of it, we didn't get much money in the collection basket that night either. Come on, honey, do it.
Oh, Mom, if Marcia's willing to go out on a limb with her voice, what have you got to lose?
You make me feel like a traitor.
Not at all, Benedict.
Okay, I'll do it.
Oh, that's thanks,
great.
Mom.
Thanks.
That's great!
Oh, listen, we've got to sell lots of tickets.
Don't worry, we'll sell them.
I'll even buy some. How much are they?
$2.
I better stick to selling them.
How many tickets you got left?
Only 15.
How many did you start with?
16.
Oh, boy, some salesman.
Can I help you boys?
Yes, ma'am. We're selling these tickets for the family night frolics at Westdale High School.
It's for buying stuff for the school, so it'll even be better when little kids like me get there.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Muriel. I didn't know this was your house.
Oh, you two know each other?
We're in the same homeroom, aren't we, Peter?
Oh, well, I've got some work to do.
What are you doing here?
Trying to sell these tickets for Westdale's family night frolics.
But your mom's not interested.
Well, so long.
Peter, are you going to the movies next Saturday afternoon?
Why?
Maybe we could go together.
You and me?
Yes, if you could go, and if we could go together, I'm sure my mom would buy some tickets from you.
I'll think about it.
Can you see me taking her?
Boy, I'd say you blew a cinch sale.
So what?
Don't you believe in higher education?
Yeah, but who wants to get stuck with Muriel?
It's better than getting stuck with those tickets.
Listen, Muriel.
I'd love to.
I haven't asked you yet.
That's okay.
Mom, Mom!
Good deal.
Believe me, it's no bargain.
I'm going to take some of these tickets down to Sam, Mrs. Brady, okay?
Sure, Alice. You know something? I don't think these songs are going to work.
What songs are those?
Well, since I'm going to be singing for high school kids, I thought I'd sing one of their current hits. But these lyrics, some of their expressions, honestly, I think they're trying to start a new language.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, Mrs. Brady. But the songs are where they are nowadays. You can't hear the words well enough to understand that what you would have heard is something you wouldn't have understood anyway.
Honey, no problem. I won't have any trouble at all getting rid of these tickets for you.
I know I can count on you, Sam.
Listen, if my customers won't buy one, I'll put my thumb on the scale.
What time do you want to pick me up, Sam? The show starts at 8 o'clock.
Oh, well, look, I said I'd take the tickets. I didn't say I'd take you.
let's not stand on ceremony. You can ask me now if you'd rather.
Well, I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Well, my team has bowling practice that night.
Bowling practice?
Yeah, well, it's the last chance we get to practice before we bowl against the Bakery Boys. And us meat cutters are gonna grind them up.
You've gotta be kidding.
What do you mean kidding? I just had my bowling jacket cleaned and pressed.
You mean you're really not gonna take me to the family frolic night?
I got my team to think about.
Well, if you want something to think about, you might try thinking about kissing your bowling ball goodnight.
Oh, now, look, Alice, you're being unreasonable.
Unreasonable? When you'd rather go out with a bowling ball than with me?
Oh, come on now, honey. Where is that understanding little girl that I know and love?
I'll tell you where she is. She is walking right out of this butcher shop, and she is never going to darken your doorstep again.
Women.
Men. They're nothing but mean, self-centered insects.
Well, you sure do sound mad at Sam.
Girls, when you grow up, don't ever go out with a butcher that bowls.
Look, Alice, Sam will probably call up any minute to patch things up.
It's too late. Do you know what I would say to him now if he called?
What?
I'd tell him that if he thinks he can make it up with me, he's got more holes in his head than his bowling ball.
Don't you want to make up with him?
Well, sure I do, but I can't let him know that. The trouble is I just let Sam take me too much for granted.
You should have kept him guessing.
Right. It's when they think you don't need them, they come crawling to you, and that's when you whap them.
Honey, I'm home. Where are you?
We're in here, dear. Bum-ba-dum, bum-ba-dum, bum-ba-dum. Shall we do that right there?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mike, we found a song for a duet.
It's from the musical Gypsy.
Hey, good, because I sold 10 tickets to the office today.
You didn't have any trouble selling them?
No, no trouble at all. Not to my secretary, not to my assistant, not to a whole lot of other people who still want to work for me.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Greg.
Hi. Got some news.
Oh, good. What?
You know Mrs. Tuttle?
Yeah?
Well, she said she needed a lot more acts for the show, so I told her I'd play a little guitar.
Hey.
You're going to be in the show, too?
Well, yeah, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, she said that since you and Marcia were doing a duet, maybe I could do an act with somebody, too.
I hope he hasn't done anything I'm going to regret.
You mean you and Dad in the show? I think that's super.
Wait a minute. I can't be in the show.
You didn't say that when I needed you, Buster. You said, oh, every parent should do their part. Right, Mom.
I don't sing. I can't dance. I can't play a musical instrument. I don't even juggle oranges.
Oh, I already told Mrs. Tuttle you didn't have any talent.
Thank you.
What I mean is, anyway, she said that you could do a dramatic reading and I could accompany you on the guitar.
Now, that sounds wonderful to me.
Terrific.
Well, maybe I can manage a reading. Yeah, but I wouldn't know what to select or choose or anything.
She said to recite this.
What does Mrs. Tuttle teach? Mind reading?
Hey, let's go tell everybody that Dad's going to be in the show.
Yeah.
Oh, cheer up, honey. Besides raising money for a good cause, there's another advantage in all this.
What's that?
Well, once we learn our acts, we can just keep doing them over and over again.
Oh, yeah? How do you figure that?
Well, we've got 4 more kids headed for Westdale High. More readings for you, my dear.
Greg, have you read this poem that Mrs. Tuttle sent for me to recite in the family frolic night?
No.
Well, I've tried it a couple of different ways, but I think we got a problem here.
What do you mean?
Well, let me try it for you, and you guys see what you think. Come on, Peter.
Okay. Go ahead.
The day is done and the darkness falls from the wings of night, as a feather is wafted downward from an eagle in his flight. I see the lights of the village gleam through the rain and mist, and a feeling of sadness comes o'er me that my soul cannot resist. A feeling of sadness and... Well, I see you get the point. Well, I'm afraid I'm going to put everybody in the audience to sleep with this thing.
It's Dollsville, all right.
Can't you do something else?
No. Mrs. Tuttle made a special point of saying she'd like you to do that poem. I guess she thinks it's beautiful.
Well, it is a beautiful poem, but it's a piece of entertainment. Say, maybe there is a way we can do this after all.
How, Dad?
When I was in college, I had to do a poem called, get this, Oh, Bowser, Brave Bowser, right? We thought it was pretty square, too. So, what we did was...
Still worried about Mrs. Tuttle's poem, honey?
Worried about Mrs. Tuttle's poem?
I thought you said it was going to be a disaster.
Nuh-uh.
What are you doing to it?
Well, now, you just got to wait and see.
Oh, come on. Hi there, folks. Thought you might like some nice, hot, fresh, perked coffee, okay? Oh, thanks,
Good idea, Alice.
Oh, it's all right. Don't mention it. My pleasure. No trouble at all. Mrs. Brady, you sure are lucky that Mr. Brady isn't a butcher.
Oh, having trouble with Sam, huh?
Not anymore. Who needs him after all? I mean, there are a lot of other fish in the sea, if you like going around with fish.
Sam's really got you upset, huh, Alice?
Me? Upset? Nah. Just because an ornery old butcher would rather play with his bowling ball than take me out of the family night frolic.
Alice,
No, what? I'm sorry. I guess I forgot to put coffee in the percolator.
Thank you very much. Come again. Let's see. That was 1 pound of Sam's classy cold cuts, right? Okay, fine. Well, ladies, tell me, how's everything going at home?
Oh, everything's just fine at home.
Oh, good, good, good. And Alice?
Oh, Alice is especially fine. She's just great.
Oh, well, that's good, good. I expect she's probably been asking about me, right?
Nope.
No.
Well, I guess she's been too busy.
What's she so busy about?
Well, we really shouldn't tell you.
Tell me what?
About the man.
What man?
Well, there's this guy that Alice has been going with.
Going with?
Practically every night.
Well, who is he?
We don't know. We've never seen him. They're probably meeting at some secret rendezvous.
What secret rendezvous?
If we knew, it wouldn't be a secret.
Whenever Alice comes home, she's always laughing and giggling and humming.
Laughing and giggling and humming, huh? Well, that does it. Hmm? He doesn't even have the common decency to wait until our love grows cold before she's out gallivanting with some night-crawling rendezvouser.
Are you closing up?
You bet I am. Nobody gets any more meat in here until I settle Alice's hatch. Alice?
Sam!
All right, Alice, who is it?
Who's who?
I know, it's the guy at the vegetable stand, right?
Vegetable stand? Malcolm!
Yeah, it figures. I see the way he looks at you when you thump his honeydews.
Sam, I don't know what you're talking about.
Then it's Ralph at the fish market.
Ralph?
Don't deny it, Alice.
You gotta be out of your head.
Don't argue with me, Alice. My mind is made up. You're coming with me to the family night frolics, and that's final.
Isn't that the night you got bowling practice?
Don't tell me when to practice. I'm picking you up at 7:30 sharp. Any questions?
No, Sam, no questions.
Okay.
I don't know what you did, but thank you.
Wasn't that a delight? And now we have still another delight to delight you. Mrs. Carol Brady and her delightful daughter, Marcia.
Whatever we do, we're gonna go through it together. We may not go far, but sure as a star. Wherever we are, it's together. Wherever I go, I know she goes. Wherever I go, I know she goes. No fits, no fights, no feuds, and no egos. Amigos, together. Thick and through thin, all out or all in, and whether it's wind, place or show,
or any for me and me for you, we'll muddle through whatever we do together, wherever we go.
Thank you. whether it's wind, blaze, or show. Whether you for me, enemy for you, we'll muddle through whatever we do together, together, together. Whether you for me, enemy for you, we'll muddle through whatever we do together, together, together.
That's a delight, too. But talent is not restricted to the ladies in the Brady family. No, indeed. Here are Mr. Mike Brady and his son, Greg, in a delightful presentation of their own.
The Day is Done by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. The day is done and darkness falls from the wings of night as a feather is wafted downward. As a feather is wafted downward from an eagle in his flight. I see the lights of the village gleam through the rain and mist. A feeling of sadness comes over me that my soul can't resist. A feeling of sadness and longing that is not akin to pain and resembles sorrow only as the mist resembles rain. Not from the grand old masters. Not from the bards sublime, whose distant footsteps echo through the corridors of time. Fro like strains of martial music.
Something cold to drink.
Well, any repercussions on the family night frolics?
I tell you, that telephone hasn't stopped ringing all day.
Threatening phone calls, huh?
No, they were very complimentary.
Well, naturally, you and Marcia were great.
No, there were just as many calls for you and Greg. I tell you, you guys were a smash hit.
I told you.
You
so.
Know, it was really a very big shoe.
Excuse me, folks. Dinner will be ready in about 20 minutes. Turkey with all the trimmings, we are celebrating Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? Alice, I think your calendar is a little mixed up.
It's Thanksgiving to me, because Sam's back and I got him.
Well, since we're celebrating holidays, happy Easter.
Merry Christmas.